today.
It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. That again, freetalklive.com. Let's go right into the phone calls here. Talk about NASA here in moments. But first to Osborne in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Osborne.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
Last night you guys were talking about Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And I believe you made reference to a post I made on your bulletin board about buying chicks jewelry.
I don't know if it was you, but there was a couple different people that had supported the idea of buying jewelry for people. I think it was one of our female listeners that actually posted the suggestion that if you buy your girlfriend a practical gift, that means you love her less than if you buy her jewelry. That was the suggestion that was made. I don't think it was you, but what was
okay,
the
Okay, I definitely disagree with that suggestion. But my point was that, indeed, when you are in a casual dating relationship, if you have a woman who expects you to buy her things, then you essentially have a prostitute on your hands, and you either need to settle on a price for her services or get rid of her.
I agree.
But however, there comes a point in a relationship, if it does not end, that you have to become serious, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and you may decide to share a dwelling or
yes.
have kids together, at which point you have to deal with the reality of shared resources, particularly if one party is the sole or major earner.
Yeah, I can see if you're bringing kids into the picture that resources would get difficult. I mean,
yep.
at this point in my life, I'm sharing a dwelling, but there's an agreement that goes on where resources are essentially not really being shared. Individuals are still individuals in my particular case, but I can see how having a kid would completely throw all
sure.
that out.
Well, even if you're just sharing a dwelling, you have to decide who's going to pay the rent, who's going to pay the electric bill,
right.
who's going to take out the trash, who's going to wash the dishes, and so forth.
Sure.
And
I just do what I'm told.
Me too, for the most part. But at any rate, it's important when you have a serious relationship that you get these issues of allocation of resources out in the open.
Sure,
and,
I agree.
And recognizing the fact that different parties are going to have different preferences over goods and activities that they might want to do. So if you're a man, you might not understand why your partner likes jewelry, and she might not understand why you like motorcycles or sports cars.
Hmm.
But you have
That's
to...
That's because she's foolish.
Yes, exactly. But at any rate, you have to allow her foolishness and allow her to use some of your shared resources to purchase those foolish items.
Ah, but I don't have to allow that, because my girlfriend doesn't like jewelry. So there.
Sure. So you don't. That's fine.
You know, why would they want jewelry when they could have, like, a DeLorean? Wouldn't that be great? I mean, you could have those, you could get out the rolling doors and stuff.
A couple pounds of coke
in the
back. Are
you stuck in the 80s, Mark?
I don't know how you fix a DeLorean. I don't know where you get the parts to
believe
fix
it or not.
Things.
Believe it or not, the DeLorean company is still in existence, and there are third-party aftermarket parts. There's, like, a huge DeLorean fanatic base out there.
I know. I see. I look at them on eBay at least once a week. I like them.
But I don't know. You're suggesting that we need to use shared resources to buy jewelry and motorcycles and crap like
you,
that.
You don't have to.
I think that that relationships are better the less shared resources you have. The more you can keep yourself an individual, the more you can keep your finances separate, the better off you're going to be. Then if you want to go buy some jewelry, do it with your own money.
I can agree with that, but there's also a division of labor that comes with any partnership. And one of the main points of having a relationship is that there's certain things that they can do better than you can.
Yes.
And, for example, in my situation, my wife takes all of my money and mm-hmm. takes care of the bank accounts and the investments and the house and the kid and, you know, all those other things.
Right. What do
in exchange, what do I do? I'm given an allowance. And with that allowance, I take half of it, and I buy things for myself, and I take the other half and buy things for her. And that's what works out for us.
I don't have any problem with that.
If that's what your agreement is, then that's fine.
It's remarkably close to mine.
If that's what you've gotten into, and you know that's what you've gotten into, then I think that's fine. What I have an objection to is, as you started out your call, these women that are just demanding things from men, and I'm sure there are men that demand things from women in the turnaround, but... just these gold-digging women that really just, they're despicable people, in my opinion.
Sure, I concur.
But if you've got a preset agreement that works out how your relationship is supposed to work, in that you give all your money to your wife and she doles it back out to you, and she expects you to buy things for her with it, then that's something you've consented to. In which case, I think that's fine. But people getting into relationships and feeling obligated right off the bat to start buying things for one another, I think that's bad.
If you've
set out those rules, then that's fine.
Sure. And my advice to any of your young listeners is, whatever you want your arrangement to be, make it ahead of time before you get serious. And figure out what those rules are and don't back down from them.
Those should be the things that people talk about when they are meeting and dating one another in the very beginning of their relationship. I mean, before things even get close to being serious, these are the issues. You shouldn't be talking about what your favorite colors are. You should be talking about the issues of being together and preferences and that sort of thing.
You know, I'm thinking about your situation. I don't know specifically with you or anything, but I'm thinking about guys that might have a setup like you and I do, where the money's earned and then we get an allowance back.
And what about it?
I'm thinking about it is, you know, when it comes to amplifying, it's a lot more guys amplifying out there than it is women. So
that's,
I think,
true.
Guys should keep control of their money.
But you're not doing that.
Well, I'm not doing what?
You're not keeping control of your money. You're handing it all over to your wife.
No, it's a hell of a lot easier what I do.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm not keeping control of it. I'm allowing her to be the laborer who takes care of it.
Delegating.
I see.
Yes, because I don't want to have to look at the bank accounts. No, she's retired.
Do you just not like dealing with money? Does it make you feel icky? Or why?
I love money. I don't like paying bills. I don't like having to keep track of the bank accounts.
Not only do I not like it,
I'm just bad at it. A bill's going to go unpaid if I'm in charge of it.
Well, I think you guys have a good situation. If you're going to get the power turned off or the cable modem turned off because you're just so shoddy at paying bills, then yeah, put it in the hands of someone who can handle it, like a woman. Thanks for the call, Osborne. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
You know, some guys are great at handling and some women are terrible at it. So it's a woman.
Well, in your case.
In my case, it is.
Any woman would be better than
my wife.
1-800-259-9231, the toll-free number. Doesn't matter to me if you want to talk about relationships or NASA, which we're going to be discussing here in moments. But actually, before we talk about NASA, you have a space-related story that doesn't have anything to do with them.
Nope, it's kind of sad, though. From the Star-Telegram, taxes ground one man's chance to fly into outer space. Los Angeles, Brian Emmett's childhood fantasy came true when he won a free trip into outer space. He was crushed.
Wow.
When he had to cancel his reservation.
What? Why?
Emmett won his ticket on to the heavens in 2005 sweepstakes by Oracle Corporation, in which he answered a series of online questions on Java computer code. He became an instant celebrity, giving media interviews and appearing on stage at Oracle's trade show.
Uh-oh.
For the self-described space buff who has attended space camp and watched shuttle launches from Kennedy Space Center, it seemed like a chance to become an astronaut on a dime.
That's really cool. I think it's cool that he won the prize. I think I see where this is going, in that he got a bunch of attention, and the more attention is paid to people, the more likely bureaucrats are going to notice. What happened?
Then reality struck. After some number crunching, Emmett realized
bureaucrats struck.
He would have to report the $138,000 Galactic Joyride as income and owe $25,000 in taxes.
Holy crap.
Unwilling to sink into debt, the 31-year-old software consultant gave up his seat. There was definitely a period of mourning. I was totally crestfallen, Emmett said. Everything you had hoped for as a kid sort of evaporates in front of you.
Thanks to the IRS.
With commercial spaceships still under development, it's uncertain when the infant space tourism industry will actually get off the ground. Still, ultra-rich thrill-seekers already plunked down through refundable deposits to experience a few minutes of weightlessness 60 miles above the Earth. In recent years, space tourism companies have teamed with major corporations to stage contests with future suborbital spaceflights such as the grand prize. Now, in this case, it looks like he won the prize, but he hasn't gotten anything until he's gone to space.
Correct.
So why would he have to report it as income until he's gone to space?
I don't know. I guess he doesn't want to report it as income even after the fact. And because after the fact, then he has to report it, and then he's going to owe $25,000 for a space trip.
I suppose.
And I don't blame him for saying no to that. And I think it's sad that the IRS taxes these prizes in these sweepstakes.
I'd let him find out about it.
More on the way. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. On the way, NASA wants to go back to the moon. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. February 15, 2007, gold 668.80. Ounce gold coins are at 690.33, 347.72 for half, 173.99 for quarter ounce, at 690.84, 347.82, 173.99. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show awaiting you right there on the front page of the website. You just click and download. There's no membership fee. There's no hoops to jump through, advertisements to look at, or anything like that. Just go and download them for free at freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th of 2007. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, Ron Paul, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information. And to get registered, that's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. There is a sense of urgency about this, considering it's next week. So please get registered as soon as possible, because the rooms in the hotel are either darn close to selling out or are already sold out. You might have to go to a different hotel. Again, that's freestateproject.org/libertyforum for the latest information and to get registered. We're going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. We just finished up a story, Mark, about the IRS taxing a man $25,000 because he was going to win a space flight. And I guess somebody estimated the cost of the flight at $100-something thousand.
$138,000.
So the IRS taking a good fifth of the total there. And this guy essentially said, you know, I'll pass on this prize. I've always wanted to go to space my entire life.
He's been to space camp. He's a real space buff.
Right. I thought that I had actually won something here that I didn't have to pay for. I think that when people enter sweepstakes, I don't think they understand or realize that the IRS rules those sweepstakes. I don't think they understand that they're going to be charged. If you win a car, you've got to pay a tax on that.
Mm-hmm.
If you win $1 million, you have to pay a good chunk of that to the IRS. They're going to come after you. And that's what they did in this guy's case, and they ruined his chances. They dashed his dreams on the rocks of their silly little bureaucracy. And it's just a true tragedy. And I feel terrible for him.
Yeah.
And it's all because we have government around. I blame them. 1-800-259-9231. Well, since we're talking about space, let's talk NASA and how useless they are. It's story after story here on Free Talk Live of how useless and inefficient and stupid government bureaucracies are. You know, they try something and they usually spend way too much money. Yes, it is possible for government to achieve certain things, like they can build roads if they throw enough money at it.
Sure.
And they can get little rockets into space if they throw enough money at them.
But they're just going to do it a lot more inefficiently than the free market would.
Right. As we've seen, these private organizations, Spaceship One, Burt Rutan, various different private entities are now jumping into the space game because finally it's been deregulated to the point where they can. We've seen that space travel doesn't have to cost what it's been costing with NASA. In fact, it can cost a fraction of a fraction of what NASA spends. It can cost less than what NASA spends on the fuel to get the spaceship into orbit. I mean, NASA is so inefficient and bad. And this is a brilliant example, this article from Bill Walker at LouRockwell.com, brilliant example of how stupid they truly are. Burt Rutan, the builder of Spaceship One, calls the NASA plan to return to the moon, an archaeological dig. And he isn't kidding. The Bush administration has announced some details of its massive crash program to, quote, put a man on the moon by 2020. Or only about twice as long as it took back in 1961, when no one knew anything about spaceflight, personal computers, etc. The plan for the launch vehicle is to use copies of the original 1960s moon rocket engines from the upper stages of Saturn V, except for the first stage, which will use far less efficient and far more expensive solid fuels. No, they aren't kidding. They're really going to use 1960s technology to send someone to the moon.
And they're going to take twice as long to do it.
The crew capsule will be named Orion, in mocking reference to the far more ambitious 1960s nuclear pulse rocket program. It will travel to the moon using copies of the Centaur engine, the very first hydrogen-oxygen engine ever built in the early 1960s. This is the equivalent of using copies of the Nina and the Pinta to replace steamships. But, as NASA says, it's certainly mature technology. Except that the mature technology will be assembled 6 decades after it was designed. The Nazi engineers who conceived the Saturn V have died long ago of old age. So the Intrepid Explorers in 2020 will be using antique chemical rocket engines, but in completely new and untested vehicles. Steamship engineers aren't necessarily very good at building caravels. The long-term goal is to put 4 astronauts on the moon for 6 months in 2024.
Wow.
There should be no problem resupplying them, as by 2024 there'll be numerous good Chinese restaurants on the lunar surface. NASA has been steadily hurtling backward in technological time ever since 1972 when the last man left the moon. The Saturn V, which carried the Harrison Schmitt, could launch 250,000 pounds into orbit. The shuttle weighed almost as much, but could only carry a theoretical maximum of 65,000 pounds. And, of course, the shuttle cost much more per delivered weight. A recent Popular Mechanics article pegged the shuttle cost at about $115 billion for 115 launches, roughly $20,000 per pound.
Wow.
The 1970s designed Russian rockets that support the U.S.-financed space station carry DirecTV satellites to orbit cost a bit over a tenth as much. Several private companies offer launches at comparable prices per pound, even while being undercut in the market by NASA-subsidized launchers. Getting to orbit simply isn't rocket science anymore. The energy required to put a pound into orbit is about 4 kilowatt hours. Even in California, you can buy that much energy for a buck. If there were secure property rights in space, then it would be worth it for private companies to invest in non-rocket technologies, jet bottom stages, electromagnetic catapults, gas guns, cables hanging down from orbiting asteroids. There are literally hundreds of engineering designs floating around. The same was true in the early period of air travel. The difference is that government didn't monopolize air travel or make it illegal to build new technologies, which is what they've done with space. I'm not suggesting NASA should or could be run more efficiently. The 20th century showed definitively that a government agency can't even grow rice effectively or efficiently, let alone build new worlds and new civilizations. That's the NASA tagline. But we should be concerned that they aren't even pretending to try. It means they think Americans won't look up from their televisions no matter what nonsense their rulers impose on them. If NASA were to announce that they were going to use 1960s Nerva nuclear rockets, build a moon base, go to Mars, etc., that would be plausible. Unless irrelevant to real space industrialization and colonization, but bureaucratically plausible. If they were to announce that they were going to build rockets to travel to the close approach asteroids and then move them to Earth orbit, that would be plausible. But try to stop thinking about Anna Nicole for a couple of seconds and focus here. They aren't doing any of this, and they never will. The announced official space policy of the United States is that it will spend hundreds of billions of dollars to reenact the 1960s moon landing, but at half of the speed of the original program. This is happening under your nose. This NASA, this organization that everybody holds up as the pinnacle of government greatness, as the pinnacle of what government can accomplish, these people are useless.
You know, the space program is something, it's fun to think about, but man, the government can't do that right either.
We're going back to the moon with 1960s technology at billions of dollars cost? For what? What's the reason behind this?
Pick up golf balls?
More on the way. Your show. You take control of the airwaves. You think NASA should stick around, or should we abolish it entirely? It's Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again.
Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 1-800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. That does include the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of our website with over 1,000 pages created by listeners like you. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Is there a young person that's important to you? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 800-657-5066.
Our number is 800-259-9231. We're going straight to the phones, to the fun, the amplifier line, and Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
You were talking about NASA, and there's a story from back in the 60s. I don't know if anybody's aware of, but they had a problem when going into space with writing. So the American government went and spent approximately $1 million in the 60s dollars on developing a pen that could write upside down and sideways and any which way out in space. The Russians used a pencil.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's right. I have heard that story. I realized it after you started telling it. That's it's just a perfect example of the bureaucratic waste that goes on in NASA. And it's actually my suggestion that the only reason why the U.S. government ever made it to the moon in the first place was because there was a space race. There was a competition going on between the Russians and the Americans. If it weren't for that competition, I don't think it ever would have happened. What do you think, Matt?
Oh, no. There would have been no reason to go to the moon.
Right. They didn't want to get one-upped. They didn't want to get beaten by the Russians, made look bad by the communists. And so that's
why. And they already had by the satellite. The Sputnik was launched first, the Russians, and everybody freaked out.
It's true.
Oh, they're getting so far ahead of us.
Yep. Very good, Matt. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the only reason it happened. And now as Bill Walker at LouRockwell.com points out, they're going to do it all over again, except spend a lot more, because it's going to cost more this time to get to the moon. And they're going to do it in twice the amount of time. So it's going to take them twice as long. It's going to cost them a lot more. And what are they going to get out of it?
Nothing.
Not a damn thing. Going to get some more moon rocks? We already know about the moon rocks. They've been analyzed. We know what's on the moon. We've got plenty of pictures of the moon. We know what's there.
China wants to go to the moon. Not back. They want to go to the moon and mine the moon rocks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's nice. Good for them. 1-800-259-9231. Just a final thoughts from Bill Walker. He points out that the official space policy of the United States is now that it will spend hundreds of billions of dollars, your dollars, by the way, and they're spending your dollars and you're not getting a return. There's nothing coming out of this. This is not a service, it's not a product that anybody can enjoy. It's just
keeping space scientists working.
I like the Onion article that essentially suggested that NASA was going to jettison billions of dollars into space. Just shoot it out there. Because that's essentially what they're doing. And from time to time, they kill some astronauts. He says this will be it'll be done at half the speed of the original moon landing program. This would be like the State Department announcing they were going to reenact the Crusades, but use modern Cold War military equipment and spend trillions of... Oh, yeah, they're doing that, too. The U.S. government has abandoned any pretense of planning to live in a plausible future. The only firm guide to U.S. policy is that nothing is permitted that has not been done before. This isn't an unusual policy for senile emperors of decaying empires. Let's just hope that no asteroids land on us before some other freer nation starts real capitalist migration into space. 1-800-259-9231.
Apparently the space pen story from Snopes.com is false.
Really? Yeah.
NASA never asked Paul C. Fisher to produce a pen. When the astronauts began to fly, like Russians, they used pencils. But the leads broke sometimes and became a hazard by floating in the capsule's atmosphere where there's no gravity. They could float into an eye or a nose or cause a short electrical device. In addition, both the lead and the wood of the pencil could burn rapidly in the pure oxygen atmosphere.
Mm.
Paul C. Fisher realized the astronauts needed a safer, more dependable writing instrument, so in July 1965, he developed a pressurized ball pen. With its ink enclosed in a sealed pressurized ink cartridge, Fisher went sent the first samples to Dr. Robert Goldruth, director of the Houston Space Center. The pens were all metal except for the ink, which had a flash point above 200 degrees Celsius. The sample space pens were thoroughly tested by NASA. They passed all the tests and have been used ever since in all manned space flights, American and Russian. All research and development costs were paid by Paul Fisher. No development costs ever have been charged to the government.
Damn it, it was a good story. You ruined it for me.
I know. It really does. It does point out how things are with the government, but unfortunately the story itself is false, and we're not, we just don't do that here.
What made you think to go and look that up?
I have my
somebody
angels
you
out
in.
There. I have angels.
Somebody's working for you.
I have lots of them out there.
I see. All right. 800-259.
Would you like to know who it was?
No, it's all right. 1-800-259-9231, the toll-free number, whether you want to talk about NASA or terrorism. As we go to homelandstupidity.us and Michael Hampton reporting, the city of Texarkana, Texas, has found the terrorists, and with money from the Department of Homeland Security, it's going to round them all up. Or perhaps not. The city is getting $43,000 plus reimbursement for mileage and vehicle wear and tear from the state, which it got from the feds, which it got from you, to pay for police to work overtime on the Interstate 30. In U.S. Highway 59 corridors looking for terrorists. This is called a Border Security Enhancement Operations Project. Texarkana is a 650-mile drive from the nearest border crossing. Oh, and while they have a sharp eye out for Osama bin Laden, they'll just be happening to look for drug smugglers as well.
Oh, I'm sure.
from Grits for Breakfast. I'm no fan of these highway interdiction units. They're too income-focused and waste police resources conducting countless unnecessary consent searches, mostly of innocent people that serve little public safety purpose. The results are essentially random, and the vast majority of searches at drug interdiction stops don't come up with any contraband. They just waste people's time. At some task forces, more than 99% of all traffic stops made by drug interdiction units did not result in traffic tickets. Drivers were let off with warnings for whatever pretext the officer used for the stop. But at those stops, our research found that the focus on drug interdiction caused officers to conduct many more so-called consent searches than do regular police on traffic duty. Michael says, just exactly how many terrorists are in the country and commuting back and forth on Interstate 30 and US 59 anyway?
Gotta wonder.
600-something miles from the border. Exactly. It's all about the drugs. The operation is part of a larger statewide enforcement operation known as Operation Wrangler, which Governor Rick Perry announced on Monday. In the main thrust of this operation to run through August 31st, 604 Texas Army National Guard troops will go down to the U.S.-Mexican border to look for terrorists. Oh, and drug smugglers, too. From the Houston Chronicle, the new soldiers are in addition to more than 1,700 Texas Army National Guard troops that Governor Perry activated last summer for the Operation Jumpstart to support U.S. Border Patrol activities. A Border Patrol agent and local police officer will accompany each of the 12 new platoons. Perry's announcement said Operation Wrangler's various agencies will involve more than 6,800 personnel, 2,200 vehicles, 48 helicopters, 33 fixed-wing aircraft, 35 patrol ships, and a partridge in a pear tree, according to Perry's office. A Customs and Border Protection official said marijuana seizures in fiscal 2007 were up 25% from last year, with 470,000 pounds seized. They've seized almost a half a million pounds of pot in 1 year's time, Mark, but they haven't stopped the drug trade.
Can you imagine?
This is a shocker, isn't it? 1-800-259-9231, as Hampton points out, so much for Homeland Security. It's all about preventing people from getting their hands on a harmless plant.
Mm-hmm.
Your calls, 800-259-9231. You bring up anything, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Shelly, you look ex-
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
If you make it now. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You like the show, you like the fact that we give away all the features on the site for free, then maybe you want to voluntarily support us. In fact, you can do that in two simple ways. You can shop for Free Talk Live swag, like hats and t-shirts and bumper stickers, which are free, by the way, as well as the Free Marketeer flag, Free Talk Live classic archive DVD collector sets, all at store.freetalklive.com. That's store.freetalklive.com. And for everything else you need in life, head over to Amazon.freetalklive.com. Hundreds of items were sold in the month of January through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Oh, you guys bought over 340 items and only returned 5, which I thought was awesome. And so that's a great way to get the stuff you need delivered to your door from 35 categories of products, everything from their brand new grocery store to the classic collection of books that they have there and everything in between. Amazon.freetalklive.com, a percentage of your sale will go to benefit Free Talk Live.
Does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Try SACL CAI. They do collections, they do it in a whole new way. As a matter of fact, they use the most cutting-edge technology available today. They also know that the way they treat your customers reflects on you. They record every customer interaction so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Talk to Glenn in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. I'm calling about that drug interdiction.
Yeah,
this isn't anything new. Back over 10 years ago, I was driving from Houston back up to Missouri on U.S. 59, I got pulled over not once, but twice in the same evening.
Jeez.
And both times they had some excuse like, oh, you were weaving slightly or something like that. But, you know, they were drug stops. When you get pulled over by two cars, it's a drug stop.
Well, did they search your vehicle, ask to search your vehicle, ask you to step out, anything?
Yeah, the way they worked it was an officer would walk up and he would give a quick excuse for why they pulled you over, and then it would be 20 questions. Where you been? Where are you going? What's in the car?
Right.
Et cetera,
who's
et cetera.
Your grandma?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
And neither time did they search my car, but I had talked to a lot of other people that traveled in the type of work I did who had had that problem where they had got pulled over and searched.
I'm surprised they didn't even ask you. They didn't even ask to search?
No. Huh. But I imagine it was night, so I couldn't tell, but I imagine they must have had a drug dog or something going around to come back the car or something.
That could be, but I don't know. I mean, if they brought a drug dog out, they can use those dogs to essentially false alert on your vehicle and then use that as an excuse to search you. It might have just been that you looked a little bit respectable or something and they decided they didn't want to harass you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or did you look like a dirty hippie?
It was the last straw. And from that point on, I said, you know, the libertarians are right.
Really?
That was the straw that broke the camel's back. And
this was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So you had already come across the libertarian message in the mid 1990s. How did you do that?
From someone I knew. I am a computer programmer, and somebody I knew into computers was a libertarian, and gave me the world's smallest political quiz back around 1992.
Excellent. And so you, at what point you said to yourself, okay, this is it. I've had enough of this police harassment. I'm joining up with the libertarians. Was it the way that the police treated you that led you to that decision?
No, they were courteous, but, you know, when you get pulled over twice in one night, that's just too much.
It's some sort of harassment.
Yeah. It wasn't the same cop that pulled you over both times.
No, it was a couple hours later, the second pullover, you know, so obviously they weren't talking to each other.
Huh. Interesting. Well, very good. Any other stories for us?
No, not related to that, other than a quick point that I'll be in New Hampshire for the Liberty Forum here next week. I'm really looking forward to it.
You and a lot of other people. I think
well, look us up, would you?
Yeah, we're going to be there on the floor.
Well, they're going to look us up.
It's not going to be hard to find us.
Come say hi.
Yeah, we'll see you then. Thanks, Glenn. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Though, one of our listeners asked if we were going to be selling stuff at the forum, and unfortunately, no.
Yeah, you would have had to have planned ahead a little farther for that.
Well, I don't have the product. Johnson is our fulfillment guy. He runs the store, and he's got the product down in Connecticut. And we just I want to enjoy the convention. Mm. Like, I don't want to man a sales table the entire time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be going and doing convention things and attending the different seminars and forums and that sort of thing. And then we'll be at the Free Talk Live table. I'm sure we'll stop in periodically. I think Eric Scott, our friend here in Keene, the libertarian on the air here locally, he might be using our equipment to do his show. Mm-hmm. So there might be somebody at the table from time to time, but I certainly don't plan on manning it. I want to have a good time.
Yep. But if you want me to sell you something, I'll find something out.
We will have bumper stickers. We will have bumper stickers. 800-259-9231. Let's go to David in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, David. David, going once. David in Delaware, going twice.
I'm here.
He's here. Hey, David, what's on your mind?
No problem. What do you guys think about religious marijuana?
What do you mean?
Well, I think that if there's a plant in the world that could claim to be holy, that it would be marijuana. you know, it creates a, you know, sort of psychedelic spiritual effect, and there are cannabinoid receptors in the brain. One could make the argument that God, in fact, created your brain to receive smoked marijuana.
You could make that argument, yes. Yeah. What about you? What do you think?
It seems like religious freedom to be able to have a spiritual experience.
It seems like freedom to be able to smoke pot, put smoke in your lungs, any sort of smoke of your choice. But yes, I certainly support the religious argument.
And did you hear about the ruling with that church that had the DMT tea?
Oh, I think we did report on that. Can you refresh my memory? The DMT, which is a some sort of a tripodelic, psychedelic sort of tea that these church members were using.
Yeah, I think it was diethyltryptamine, and they ruled on it a year ago. It's a Schedule I substance, and they said that the Supreme Court ruled they can use it for religious purposes.
Hmm.
And now there's this church in California that's trying to get the same ruling for marijuana.
I bet they're going to be a little bit less likely to allow the marijuana.
They're probably going to, because a lot more people would probably want to join that church.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And there was a story recently about two people in Arizona that were busted for dealing marijuana, and they claimed that they were doing it on a religious basis as well, and they were very open. They weren't trying to hide the fact that they were selling pot. They were
they
very,
had church websites, the
yep,
whole thing.
They had a very, they were very public about it. I wonder if they're involved in that particular lawsuit.
I think they set up one extra church in another state. That might be part of it.
Interesting.
The California one.
Let us know what happens with that, David, and thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. Quick email from Dink. He says, oops, please don't get my name out. I'm sorry, I didn't know. He says, I'm listening to the MP3 of your Saturday show, and you said that I didn't give his email address out, and he asked that I not do that. You said that the government could not stop illegal immigration by building a wall, searches, etc. You're wrong, but not for the reason the proponents claim. By building a wall, doing random searches, etc., the government would stifle freedom. As freedom suffers, the economy will go south as well. After all, you can't have a free market without actually being free. Continuing this policy long enough, and you'll end up with an environment that no one would want to live in, and thus end illegal immigration.
Right, not a lot of people breaking into East Berlin.
Yeah, I would say you'd not only would you end illegal immigration that way, but you'll end all immigration. You'll also end emigration as well. You, if they crack down hard enough, you won't be able to come in, and you won't be able to go out, and no one will want to come in ever again to this country, because it'll be a desolate wasteland of crap. Just anti-freedom policies, random roadblocks, searches, just destruction of freedom. That's the path we're going down right now.
Yeah, and we're singing along the way. The American people seem to be happy about the whole idea.
The American people are too busy watching American Idol. They're too busy caring about Anna Nicole Smith.
Well, but the ones that are paying attention to the immigration issue,
they're not even really paying attention. They're just hearing what the politicians and Rush Limbaugh are saying about it. And they're taking the word from Rush as what the one guy said on the Saturday show recently. We ought to listen a little more carefully to what Rush has to say. He suggested that we should trust Rush a little bit more. So, no. You don't trust people on the radio. They're just people too, and you don't know them. Take the information, check it out yourself, make your own decisions. But people in America aren't making their own decisions. They're allowing the talking heads to make their decisions for them. Oh, Rush is a Republican. I'm a Republican. So whatever Rush says must be the truth. Oh, Al Franken, he's a Democrat. I'm a Democrat. So whatever Al Franken says, or whatever Republican, Democrat, Congress people, Congress critters, politicians say, must be true. Why should I bother thinking about these things? Hey, don't I have American Idol to watch? Honey, let's turn on the TV set and kick back with some brewskis. That's what Americans are busy doing. They're not paying attention to anything. Even the ones that are so-called paying attention are completely clueless. We'll be back tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The sun used